What's on your heart today, Monsignor?
Today, I really would love to talk about widows and widowers. We have this beautiful woman, Anna. She's a prophetess, and she's from the tribe of Asher. She's a daughter of Phanuel. Let's hear what she has to offer us today. It's the continuation of Luke's gospel in the second chapter, and beginning with the 36th verse. There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having been married for 8 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. So that's a particular way of life that she's displaying for us here in today's gospel. And the second one, which is so ordinary, when they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Family life. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and their ordinary way of life. And today, John is talking about how we are to live this life. And he's addressing his remarks from his first letter in the second chapter. I am writing to you, children, because your sins have been forgiven for his name's sake. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. So the ordinary dad, the ordinary father, I'm writing to you. I am writing to you, young men, because you have conquered the evil one. So I'm writing, this is my address to you. I am writing to you, children, because you know the Father. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God remains in you, and you have conquered the evil one. Do not love the world or things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, sensual lust, enticements for the eyes, and pretentious life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. Yet the world and its enticements are passing away. But then the final line. But whoever does the will of God remains forever. What is the key to successful living in this world? Doing the will of God. How do you know what that is? You know, when I'm with young men, I was standing, you know, my lifetime as I look at it, and being with this young man, he came to me as I was thinking about him. You young men, and he's 20 years old. His bride is the same age. And he's saying to me, I don't know if I'm just too young. He had never been touched by the world. He had come to this marriage pure, not the enticements of lust or anything. He loved this girl, and she loved him, but am I too young? And people were saying, you shouldn't be married now. And what a magnificent marriage they have had. They're one of my closest couple friends. He and his wife, they have children and grandchildren, and they are so happy. This young marriage, they struggled, they went through it, but they were doing what was in their hearts, and they were doing it in this world with a purity. As I looked at them, they were doing the will of God. Then there was another young man who came to me. He had been married to someone who was practicing witchcraft. There, and he had a child. He's a father. And when he came to me, the darkness and the misery and the suffering that he was going through, and what to do to pull away from his wife, who really was a witch, and who has been practicing and wanted to remain in witchcraft. His son was a mess with dreams and violent dreams and all kinds of sicknesses that were taking place in their lives, and brokenness and suffering. And as they pulled away, what is the will of God? Divorce. Young man, divorced, a son. To remain in it would have been tragedy as it went down the road. A woman called me, and I have given her so much retreats. I gave a retreat to the husband. I gave a retreat. They have 12 children. And divorce isn't easy. You know, people who say divorce is easy, it's an easy way. It is painful. But the shattering of the children, the brokenness, the misery that has come into that world, it wasn't all misery, but the brokenness of children and the scars that were left. Divorce. How do you come to discern that is what God wants? How do you know the will of God? A man's coming to see me today. I was with him and his journey as his wife was dying. She had a long, lingering cancer. He was a very faithful husband. The children and he seeing this young mother die. I was really amazed that within 3 months, he shows up with a girlfriend. And what's the discernment? The children in no way were ready to have him, he wasn't a grieving husband at all. He was so enthralled with this new relationship. Discernment. What is the will of God to go forward with any kind of marriage at that time after he had been through? It would have been so painful. And she had children. He had children. Oh, what a painful experience this could have been. What is the will of God? Being divorced. There's this beautiful woman who came. She has children. She has grandchildren. What's wrong with being alone for a while? Is that your discernment? If you're a widow, your husband dies. You know, do I have to get into dating? I remember when my mother died, my dad was a widower for 10 years. So many were so interested in having him have some kind of dating experience. No, John, that I have plenty of time just to be alone. Widows, widowers, what's your disposition? What is God calling you to in this passing world? The world around you has certain standards and dictates to tell you what is happiness and what is, but to really take and to discern what is the will of God in the midst of your circumstances. Every one of us is called to learn to do the will of God in a passing world. Young men, there's this beautiful young man that I'm dealing with now. What a beautiful young man he is. And He knows he wants to be a priest. And you know, it's an amazing thing in our society that the girls are so, he's handsome as could be, and he's a marvelous athlete, and he's kind of an outstanding student also. But he has these desires. What is the will of God for him regarding going to dances, going to social affairs? And so what's the discernment? It's so wonderful to be able to be someone who is with him, as in his family, with his associations, and he comes for spiritual direction. Every person who has to live, this is what St. John is talking about in this epistle. Young men, you have conquered the evil one. You are living in a world that is passing. What remains, what will remain, is to remain faithful to what is God's will on a daily basis, every day. How do I discern and how do I know what is the will of God? As I speak to you, especially widows and widowers, as I speak to divorced people, there's a group that used to meet here in our diocese. I think they still have their programs. It was called New Beginnings. That after the death of a partner or after a divorce, that how can I work through this grief? And there is tremendous grief in a divorce. And there is tremendous grief in the death of a partner. After you work through this, to discern then, because life goes on, it's a new, how do you then deal with the circumstances of your life? If you are a widow or a widower, what is your relationship with children, with those people that are still obliged that you have relationships within this family? There's a beautiful man. I remember we were going to the funeral. I still remember being at her graveside. His grief was so deep, and his sorrow, and he just fell into like almost a deep depression after his wife's death. And there was nothing that could move him out of that for a year and more, and then two. And then it was almost as if his wife from the other side wanted him to smile again. And we were going on a pilgrimage to Rome, and we had invited different people. It just happened that they both sat next to each other. And I really found by the time that pilgrimage was over, there was this new relationship that had flowered. And I was so magnificent. Then they had come to me soon after and talked about, they both had families, they had talked about and discerned the finances, the social relationships of their children, the obligations they continue to have, the work patterns, the responsibilities they had, the possessions, discerning, what is the will of God? God's will takes care of each and every detail. If it becomes God's will, whatever that is in your life, whether widowhood, remarriage, remaining single, whether it's divorce, remaining single and remaining in that state, taking care of the obligations of the children, whatever that might be in the circumstance, what does it require? A need for intense prayer. No one is going to be able to live as a widow, as a divorcee, as a young man, as a young woman, as a father, in this world without taking the time to pray. In this passing world, all of us, each of us, and as priests, I am encourage you in parishes, help people to discern what is the will of God for them. Have time to give, not just pastoral counseling, but spiritual direction. What's the difference? The difference is pastoral counseling can give comfort and consolation to people, but spiritual direction can help them know what is the will of God in these circumstances for that person. And that is not always easy to decide. That really requires prayer. That requires listening. Listen to how Anna spent her life in the temple. Prayer. Staying before God. Waiting for God. How long did she wait? There's a long, intense process for discernment. Maybe not all those years, or maybe all those years. But the most important thing that Anna gives us is God put her in relationship with the Messiah, and she waited, and she prayed, and she fasted, and she found the Savior of the world in that widowhood that she lived. Each of us, in our circumstances today, wherever you may be, what is the most important thing of today's? I've been here this whole from right after Christmas until New Year's. There's our priests and hermits and people who have come here, and they, what do they want here? And they're spending these days in prayer, praying, listening, opening their hearts. For what? What is the will of God remains. So many times we are so quick to make decisions and judgments, and we get off on the wrong foot, going the wrong path in the wrong way. And it will always bring, how do you know you're doing God's will? The fruits of that will of God, once you're doing God's will, there's peace, there's joy, there's love, there's patience, there's gentleness, there's tenderness, there's generosity, there's self-control. All those fruits. We have so many people who are in such turmoil, anxiety, upset, confusion, hatreds, all these things so many times that dominate so many lives. If you're a widow, if you're divorced, if you're a single person, if you're in a marriage, what is the state of your heart today in this passing world? What are the fruits of how you're living? Jesus went back to Nazareth with Joseph and Mary. The spirit of Nazareth is so beautiful and so gentle and so loving. The spirit of Nazareth, so peaceful. The spirit of Anna in the temple. God's spirit wants to dwell in each of our homes and each of our hearts. On this almost the end of the year day here, and almost the beginning of a new year, how important it is, bishops, priests, people, lay people, widows especially, divorced, fathers, young men, young women, to take time. What is God's will for me that will remain?
It's such a struggle in today's world, Monsignor, for so many to take time, knowing how much time is necessary. Sometimes we may say, okay, God, what do you want me to do? And all of a sudden, okay, I got to do this, and we rush.
Yes.
I mean, where's the balance on
yes,
a good time for discernment?
Yes. How do you get a madly extroverted world to discern? Just impulsiveness, driven, everything's urgent. One of my prayers, and I'd offer to you to pray who are listening today, Lord, teach me the difference between the important and the urgent. So many times we're driven by urgency and we miss what's important. What is important in life is to do God's will. It is the most important of all that I do. What am I doing today? The daily unfolding of my life. What am I doing today? Is what I'm doing today what God is asking me to do? Or am I doing today what society around me is driving me to do and telling me this is what I must do? When do I say no? I have to discern to know when to say no and when to say yes. And those huge decisions, should I remain single? Should I consecrate myself in widowhood? Should I enter again into a new marriage? Huge. And some people, under impulse and feeling, and who it feels right, but it might be so totally wrong and injure so many people unless you draw back and look at all the circumstances that need to be discerned before you make your decision. And consult especially the Holy Spirit and ask to be guided by that.
There needs to be, too, isn't there, Monsignor, a willingness to put that discernment to the test by turning to someone that God has placed in your life, that a good spiritual director or a good pastor.
Yes.
Or someone that you can check it with. Because, as you said, I mean, there can be people that, well, I know God wants me to do this. Well, if God wants you to do that, will he not affirm that?
Yes. He who has himself or herself for a guide as a fool for a follower. No one can be his own judge in this case. No one. The Pope needs a guide. Every person needs a guide. And I need somebody to help me. And when I'm the poorest person trying to judge this for myself, because how do I know it's not me? Or how do I know it's not the devil? Or how do I know it is God? If we say this is God's will, and to take the time to discern, is this what you want for me, God? And that's what remains. Everyone who's listening to this, what is that which will remain? It is the will of God. Our most important prayer that Jesus taught us was the Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth in me as it is in heaven. That will remain. When I do God's will today, the work that I have to do today is that which will remain. If I'm doing this because I want to do it, it's just passing and it will never have an effect. And that's what John is talking about. It's his passing of the things of this world. There's no basis to it. There's no foundation to it. It's allurement. It's enticement. It's pretentiousness. It's the lure of the eye. It's all false. But what remains? What is solid? It's you are asking me to do this, God, and you are my Father. Because of Jesus who dwells in us, the only one who always and ever did the will of the Father is Jesus. He who dwells in me discerns by the power of the Spirit to always do the will of my Heavenly Father. What was Jesus? I have come to do your will, O Lord.
Final thought, Monsignor?
There's a beautiful a song that I really always liked, and it talks about the journey it's called the September song. Deep in December, it's nice to remember, although you know the snow will follow. Deep in December, it's nice to remember, a heart without a hurt is hollow. Deep in December, it's nice to remember, and follow, follow, follow. When you come to December, you look back at your deeds of your earlier life, and you see that so much of what you had in the past follows. Deep in December, it's nice to remember, a heart without a hurt is hollow. Deep in December, it's nice to remember, the fire of September that makes love mellow. Love is that which makes all our actions eternal. God bless.